Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and we have got again much to cover here in the short hour that we have. You know, one of the things that I've noticed is whatever is most substantive concerning what it is in equipping the saints, in righting the wrongs concerning this country, the people don't want a lot to do with that. They want to be entertained. They want to get caught up into some sort of debate that doesn't constitutionally exist. And when it really matters the most, folks, a majority of the people are, they're MIA. And that's the truth of the matter. What we're going to be talking about today is Arlington. And I'll tell you what, if you want your life changed, and there's so many spiritual lessons throughout it, 1 Corinthians 2:14, concerning Arlington, there's a video out there that was done probably 15 years ago, second to none, incredible, and it will get you to take a step back and consider the price that's been paid for your freedoms on so many different fronts, only teaching you the things of the Spirit. And I'm talking about Golgotha, and I'm talking about the crucifixion and the passion of Christ on the cross, who was crucified for the propitiation of the sins of the world. Not just for me, but for the sins of the world. Burying the righteous when the unrighteous. And I want to get to more of this because I wrote this article 2 days ago, and I noticed that people were angry about the content, and they're apparently not reading the whole thing through. They're looking at the headline, and as they look at the headline, what did the headline say? Well, the headline said, Arlington Cemetery, they can honor themselves all that they want to with a picture of me and my two boys. Right, a picture of me and my two boys standing at the tomb of the unknown soldier. They're not putting it together. The problem I have with what's going on at Arlington is who's buried with our boys, and that's what I'm going to get to in just a couple of minutes here. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to show this to you real quick, and I'm only going to go one segment on just shooting from the hip concerning some of the issues that we're dealing with today. I want to go over to Mark Mester, who calls out a television station over a resignation of Lynette Romero. And I want you to see what happens when a, well, as we call them, useful idiot, goes off teleprompter. Because what happens, friends, is not what the mainstream media wants to happen, and that's to tell the people the truth concerning the issues.
I speak directly to you at the South to tell you what it is that happened here on Wednesday. So I want to start off right now by offering up an apology to you. What the viewers experienced was rude, it was cruel, it was inappropriate, and we were so sorry. I also want to say sorry to Lynette Romero, because Lynette, I love you so much. You really are my best friend.
He's apologizing to the person that was fired. at KTLA. He was fired over it, of course. And he's apologizing to the viewers for the way that KTLA dealt with Lynette Romero. All we can say about and he spends 4 minutes going off and she on calling out KTLA for who they are and what it is that they, well, they allegedly stand for.
Exactly what Jimmy did. In the process of that, an announcement was made on Wednesday. Sam Rubin had to read it. It was unfortunate, and then, as we mentioned, it was inappropriate, and we are so sorry about that. Lynette deserved to say goodbye. It didn't happen. I don't know who wrote the script. I don't
know who wrote the script. He's just taking KTLA, friends, channel 5 there. And he's just basically saying to the people what needs to be said. And, of course, the bosses were telling him not to do it. And, of course, at the end of the day, because he went off of teleprompter, he was fired. He was fired for telling the people the truth. And, again, I would just beg the question to all those that are in this country. As this is going on a global scale, I would just ask you to consider what's happening to the mainstream media. And by the way, I just got another, speaking of which, another highlight from our friends, John Whitehead over at Rutherford Institute, where they're talking about more of the censorship that's going to be going on. Folks, if you give them an inch, they're going to take you a mile, and it's exactly what they're doing. John Whitehead, the lead attorney over at the Rutherford Institute, he said, all of us are in danger when anti-government speech becomes sedition. Folks, do you not understand? This is what dictators and despots and tyrants do when they want absolute rule. The whole reason that our First Amendment was given unto us in the first place is it was to stand against, as a bulwark against tyranny. Americans have let Facebook, not only Facebook, but Twitter and Google and the mainstream media to continuously browbeat them into submission by telling you what you could talk about, what you couldn't talk about. And isn't it interesting that they're the ones that are subversive to American government, and they're the ones being used to basically dictate what's true and what's not true, when in fact no truth is in these people, John 8:44. So when you consider the source, friends, do understand that your First Amendment is under attack in a big way. And what was it that George Washington rightly said? He said you'll be led away as a sheep led to the slaughter. He called them dumb sheep led to the slaughter. When your freedom of speech, or if your freedom of speech is ever taken away, folks. And we know that freedom lies within doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. But the fact of the matter is, it's totally upside down today, Isaiah 5:20. They want truth to be subjective to their lies now, okay? And the truth is that which exposes them for who they really are as lawbreakers or law transgressors. And we, the people under God, as the law, need to stand up in judgment and bring these people to accountability when it comes to the law. Because they don't have a right to lie, friends. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're accusing the righteous of the crimes that they're guilty of. Read Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. They're the minions of the accuser of the brethren, and enough is enough of this. When you have a constitutional attorney telling you, friends, that they're going after your freedom of speech in a greater degree, it would be good for all of us to wake up to what's going on and understand why it is that they mean to censor us, okay? Because they want to set the absolute narrative at every given turn. And enough is enough. We need to stand up against this and say no more. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. Social media platforms on the left side of that page. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. I'm going to come right back concerning a letter that I received from my article called Arlington, Burying the Righteous with the Unrighteous. Be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I just, for the sake of time and really kind of orchestrating the show so I can get everything in during the time allotted, I want to jump on this right away. So I wrote an article yesterday, and I was talking about what I observed at Arlington. And I'll get to more of that in a moment, but I want to give you the fallout concerning that. And it's not a divisive letter. It's just a letter of confusion is really what it is, because they weren't paying attention to the things that I was saying in so many different ways. So I'm going to do my best to actually straighten this out so everybody gets it. As a matter of fact, even on my Facebook, I noticed, and I'm talking about my friend request, I noticed that many people, about four or five people, fell off after that article went out. And I want to tell you why. Because they didn't read the letter. They didn't read what I wrote. They took the headline and they left it there. And by the way, do you guys know that this is really prevalent? People just read the headlines and they act like they read the whole letter or the whole article. And then they act like they can go around and share with what you just shared with them, but yet they only read the headline. That's craziness. Matter of fact, that's dangerous in so many different ways. So I want to get to this. This guy just wrote to me, and he said, "Greetings, Bradley." Okay, and this all coincides with the fact that I open up the lines constantly to the people, and yet they don't call in because they don't want to be taken to task on the radio. They just want to throw their viewpoint at me because this show is not open for debate. There is no debate when it comes to the Word of God. There is no debate, friends. There's no in-betweenites when it comes to right and wrong in the sight of God. Ezekiel 44:23 tells us that we're supposed to, as kings and priests, to make distinction between that which is holy and defiled. There is no in-between there. Matter of fact, even if you go over to the book of Revelation, verse 3, or chapter 3, it talks about the Lord saying that I'd rather have you hot or you're cold. If you said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So there is no lukewarm. And folks, I see Scripture as being that. It's black or it's white. And it's not open for deconstructionism neither. It's not open for your interpretation to gut the pith and marrow of the plain, simple meaning of what the Word of God tells us. Okay? And this is where we have become an ignorant nation, because we've allowed other people that are not qualified to do that to misconstrue the plain meaning of who we are as a people under God. Okay? And so let's get over to this. And we're talking about Arlington. And this was the response to my article. He said, "Grace and peace to you, to pursue to being established in our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior Christ Jesus." He said, "Respectively, I disagree with you regarding the aforementioned carnage concerning Arlington." He said, "Let me just emphasize, I consider you my brother in Christ Jesus, pursuant to the good pleasure of our Father's will." Cool. He said, "The exchange herein is not intended to divide us, but to share in discourse with you with the prayer that the Spirit of truth may bring forth fruit." He said, why did these men die, Bradley, speaking to those in Arlington? Well, we're under the impression, and I'm answering the question now, we're under the impression in this country that those that are laid in Arlington are those that died upholding and magnifying the laws against the wrong. Is that not right? I mean, when you look at Arlington, the first thing you think of is all of those boys that are 6 feet under the ground, that were over in third world countries fighting off tyrants that they are now submitting to in their own backyard. And why does that happen? Because Hosea 4:6 tells us why that happens. "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." Okay? Okay, so the understanding and where we're agreed is he's asking the question, why did these men die? I know why they died. I know that the impression given to everybody that walks through those gates in Arlington, I know the impression given to those people is to know why they died. That they're righteous men and they did the right thing in sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today. Clearly, you can also put that up as a great demonstration of love, John 15:13. Along with John 3:16, and the list goes on. So I answered that. He said, "I pray it was not in vain, yet whom were they serving?" Okay, great question. Okay, he said, "Was it not mammon? Was it not the article in Levin of the banking and military industrial complex?" Okay, so this is what happens. People go off on the blame game, accusing the young people that thought it was honorable to join the military in fighting off the bad guys as to who the government deemed as being the bad guys. Okay? Now, he's basically saying that these men fought unconstitutional wars. In many cases, he's exactly right. But who does the blame lie upon? It doesn't lie upon the young people only. It also lies upon the parents that brought them to public schools to be illegally indoctrinated to believe that no matter what the government said, it was the right thing in doing it. Wisdom is justified by her children, Luke 7:35. We need to think through what's being said here, because what this man is saying is right. But the fault doesn't fall upon the young people alone, because many of them believe that they were doing the right thing in obeying the corrupt system of government. The corrupt system of government reigns today in a lot of ways. Why? Because of the young people that believe they're doing the honorable thing? Or does corruption reign in government today because 329.5 million people tolerate corruption in their government to reign? Do you understand? So we don't sit there and blame our military boys alone, because every one of them swears to uphold the Constitution with their hand up, right? Swearing to God and man that they'll uphold the laws of the Constitution. Well, don't forget that it also falls to those that serve we the people an oath that's very similar against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And is it true what he's saying? Yes. But again, as a whole nation, why are the American people tolerating government to send our boys to unconstitutional wars in the first place? Because Congress is the voice of we the people. Because understanding the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, the government can only do what we the people allow them to do. But we're so far away from that. Now what we want to do is we want to see all those boys that are buried 6 feet under the ground at Arlington and blame them for what the adults have allowed. Folks, come on. It's called taking responsibility as to what's going on here. If you just joined us, friends, we're talking about Arlington, burying the righteous with the unrighteous. And I'm highlighting an email that I recently got. Okay, I recently received, and I'm answering it on air because many of these people don't want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Going on, he said, did not the U.S. Inc., via the aforementioned organized crime syndicate and Trojan horse within, unlawfully invade and commit crimes as they did these soldiers against autonomous nations? He's right. He's absolutely right with what he's saying, but again, the responsibility falls upon the people that know the difference between right and wrong and putting a stop to those corrupt bankers and to those corrupt special interest groups and putting a stop to corruption within government. Because, folks, whatever stops with our representatives, special interests can go no further. And yes, I read Smedley Butler's book, War is a Racket. And yes, I understand who profits from war. And I also understand, friends, that if you want to put an end to war, then send the politicians that are contriving the wars. That's how you're going to end a war. And that's what we need to begin to think like, friends, because they're doing it again today. They're creating more wars. And let me remind you, let me put the brakes on right there. Americans, understand what I'm going to tell you next. You are hated by so many different countries today because of what you, Americans, those that have taken the time to write me and blaming those that are 6 feet under the ground, you are hated today because of people such as yourself that allow politicians to send your own kids to fight their unconstitutional wars. Now what do you have to say? I know what I have to say, especially when it comes to Scripture. 32:23, Numbers, what? Your sin is finding you out. And isn't it interesting, all those people that are blaming the boys that are six feet under the ground are the older generation that allowed the wars to take place in the first place. This just came to me. We were just in Washington, D.C., as you well know. Hey, folks, do you know how sick, and I mean this with everything in my being, do you know how sick-minded many of these reprobates that you call representatives, do you know how reprobate they are, far from discerning right and wrong? Do you know that when you go to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., did you know that we see the 58,121 names written on the walls, right? Were they the kids of the politicians that sent them? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, when the lottery came around, many probably don't know this, but when the lottery came around, did you know that when the children of those that are in Congress were pulled for the draft during that particular time, that's when the war stopped? See, like politicians, many Americans fall in line with that. They love their country so much, they want someone else to sacrifice to give them the freedoms that they have today. Isn't that shameful? Oh, one thing I was going to bring up. One of the things that we noticed just across, probably 20 yards away from the wall of Vietnam, did you know that the trees had fences around them? They were protecting the trees, friends, from human beings while they're sending your kids to fight their unconstitutional wars. That's the sort of people that you're putting up with, and that defines a full-fledged communist, and they must be dealt with. We'll be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. An historic launch delayed by Hurricane Ian is finally off the ground. Four astronauts blasted off on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The SpaceX NASA Crew 5 mission will arrive at the International Space Station on Thursday. Oil production is set to be cut.
With President Biden's war on fossil fuels, get ready for gasoline prices to skyrocket. OPEC has agreed to its deepest cuts to oil production since the 2020 COVID pandemic at a Vienna meeting on Wednesday. OPEC ministers announced 2 million barrels a day of oil production will be cut. The U.S. plea to not cut production fell on deaf ears. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is in Fort Myers, Florida, surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Hey, just speaking the truth. Everybody's thinking it. I'm just playing the conscience of the American people who refuse to acknowledge it. Arlington Cemetery was just there 2 days ago, and I noticed the government is burying the righteous with the unrighteous. I'll get to more of that in just a moment. I'm highlighting an email that I received because, again, folks, I give the people the opportunity to call in, and I get all of these emails and messages and calls after the show, but during the show they don't want to call in. What are your thoughts about this? 1-866-582-9933. Let me go on here and address this guy's letter. And by the way, I take it as being sincere. I really do. And much of what he's saying is exactly right, but we have to take responsibility. And I'm talking about the older generation. I'm still in between there, okay? But I'm talking about the older generation that's willing to send their kids to unconstitutional wars that fail to deal with Congress before they create the war, before their children are killed. And by the way, if you read in the book of Amos, it's another sign of judgment that the people were even willing to send out their kids. Oh, my goodness. Ah, my gosh. I'm reading a book called Common Sense right now by Thomas Paine, one of the least religious forefathers that we had. And my goodness, folks, the least religious co-signer. I have to get out my dictionary, and I have to go through all of some of the words this guy is saying. It's like, oh, my goodness. And you're told today that our forefathers were ignorant. No, they weren't. You know what he's making reference to continuously, friends? The least religious forefather that we had, Thomas Paine? The Word of God. the Word of God. He's talking about right now in this book, and I'll get back to my point in just a moment. He's talking about how the people wanted a king. And do you know that kings, friends, were how the heathens were to operate on this earth? It was a custom of the heathens. So if you remember right, when you look at the book of Samuel, and when you look at Samuel 8, 4 through 22, the people asked Samuel to ask the Lord for a king. And isn't it interesting that the Lord said back to Samuel, they're rejecting not you, Samuel, but they're rejecting me. And then what did the Lord say to them? And he wasn't highlighting just Saul, who was going to be that king. He was highlighting the characteristics of the kings concerning the heathen worlds as to what they will do to you in the end of the day. And he started talking about all the things that the people would suffer, but they still said, we don't want to serve the Lord. We want to have a king to tell us what we're to do, to send us out, to protect us, and to fight our wars for us, is what Scripture tells us. Isn't that interesting? And our forefathers rejected that. They said no to the king, and they said yes to the Lord. Do you understand this, folks? They said no to the corrupt king, and they said yes to the Lord. And if you look at our system of government, it coincides perfectly as to what he's highlighting right now in the book called Common Sense. Absolutely amazing. It really is. Let me get back to this. Arlington Cemetery just received this. He said, did not the U.S., the incorporated United States of America, he's right about that, via the aforementioned organized crime syndicate, he's right about that, and Trojan Horse, he's right about that, unlawfully invade and commit crimes, as did these soldiers against autonomous nations. Yeah, he's absolutely right. But I got a question for you, guy. Why is it that we have a United States that's incorporated? What have you done to put a stop to it? Concerning the Trojan horse, what have you done to put a stop to it? When it comes to the unlawful invasions of other countries, what have you done to stop it besides sending your kids to go fight their unconstitutional wars? That's pretty hypocritical, right? Because what I get out of this is do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23, verse 3. He goes on, were not the soldiers who participated in these wars, Arlington Cemetery, obedient to and servants of the commandments of men and not Almighty God? In many cases, you're absolutely right once again. But why are we blaming the kids for the things that the adults have tolerated? I'm curious. Were the wars of which you speak that these same men and women died fighting, were they sanctioned by God? Hey, folks, there is the Lord's wars and there is man's wars. If you look at the distinction between our forefathers and the wars that they fought, they were such righteous wars that they actually led them out themselves. Today, they send your kids. You make distinction as to which ones are the Lord's wars and which ones are man's wars. And if you look at Iraq, that's a prime example. Dick Cheney and his corporation made over $34.5 billion attacking a nation, Iraq, destroying a nation, killing millions of people over there, a nation that did absolutely nothing to us. Just ask General Wesley Clark. That is a prime example of what this man is highlighting even now. And it's absolutely true. Only to find out after they made the $34.5 billion, did George Bush, and I'm talking about the son George Bush, come out and say, oh, you know what, sorry, with a smirk on his face saying that there was no WMDs over there. We already knew that there was no WMDs over there. The only reason that we were over there is because we wanted their oil. Ask General Wesley Clark. We played the audio video for you several times. Now let me finish this. Did your taxpayer dollars fund these unlawful wars and crimes against humanity? Yes, they did. Did your taxpayer dollars fund the alleged tyrants, if applicable, on the throne or one or more of these nations? You act like you're talking to someone in a different country. My question to you, my friend that wrote this email, do you live in America? Because if that's the case, why are you acting like it's not as much your responsibility as it is mine? Because I said something that convicted you. That's why. See, what happens when you see a ministry like this that points the finger? Torah means law, folks. That means to point the finger to the responsible party. We're so used to that when we go to church, that he just gives a broad stroke of a brush applicable to everybody but those that are in the room. Nope, that's not what a preacher does. A preacher points his finger, and he's appointed by God to slay the sin within. And the Holy Ghost comes about and convicts of sin with the law in the hand of Christ in doing so. Galatians 3:24, going backwards, John 16:8, pick it up in that order. He says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. He's exactly right. He said, beware lest you be spoiled by philosophy and vain deceit, which is not applicable here, but this is after the traditions of men. That means attached to old customs. Then he said, according to the traditions of the world and not after Christ Jesus. He said, I love you, brother, in Christ Jesus. So there's a lot that's been said here that's right on the smack, and I totally agree with them. But again, I just ask the older generation folks, we're willing to send our kids to unconstitutional wars. How many times we know? Let me ask you the question, even going back to Vietnam. We were told by the Johnson administration, by the way, 2 days after Kennedy was assassinated, the orders to keep us in Vietnam were reestablished. Kennedy was going to pull us out. That war made over $2 trillion for the military-industrial complex that we were warned by Eisenhower on January 20th, or was it January 17th, 1960? See, we didn't listen to none of those warnings, and 58,121 men died over there. By the way, my cousin was killed in Vietnam. But isn't it interesting, instead of dealing with the corrupt politicians, the parents will send their kids. Where's the honor in that? If the war is righteous, let the politicians go fight it. Period. And rest assured, if it's not contrived, there'll be no war. I'm sorry, if it is contrived, there'll be no war. Because they know at that point they're the ones that are going to have to fight the war. No, these bankers, if they're responsible for all of these crimes, and corrupt politicians are responsible for all of these crimes, then it would be good for the American people to round up these corrupt bankers and these corrupt politicians. That's called the law. And that law applies to all of us. No one's above the law. What I'm going to do is take Dion from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Do we got Dion?
Yeah.
Hey, Dion.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dean. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. I heard about you. I was at the State Fair. I saw your booth there. And I met some of the family there. Great people. I've been exploring how to get involved in, you know, the political fight, but the fight for our country. I hear people all the time, all the conservatives, they say we need conservatives to get in the fight, to get involved. And so I work 60 hours a week. I do lawn care. I'm sick of it. I want to do something before our country is lost. And mm-hmm. I'll get to the point. I don't know if I'll ever see the country, America, the way it used to, but I fully intend on my children to see it.
Amen.
I'm just about had enough of it. So I guess my question for you, I've reached out to countless, you know, prominent conservative senators. Yeah. I talked to one yesterday. Yeah. They all just kind of brushed me off. They say, you know, go knock on doors. Well, I don't got time to knock on doors. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think we're past knocking on doors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I can't afford to quit my job for a couple months until November and get paid $15 an hour. So I'm thinking about going back to school. I'm not too sure yet. But I guess my question, how can I get involved? How can I get in the fight and not just waste my time and campaign for somebody who's you know, half a Christian, half a conservative.
I totally get it. Dion, do me a favor, would you? I got a hard break right now. I'll be right back in 3 minutes. I'm going to hold you over and I'm going to pull you back up, okay?
All right,
don't go anywhere. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Liberty, Dion just called in and asked me the question, what do I need basically to make a difference? And it's interesting, Dion, in response to that, at least for me, that's all I can give you. I can't give you anything else outside of my testimony, my experience, because if I do, I'm going to get in trouble. And I'm not talking about with man, I'm talking about with the Lord. Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. So let me give you a short breakdown of all of what you've asked me to the best of my ability. When I first got really saved, okay, not by men, okay, not by the designs of men, but me crying out to God, all on my own, inspired by the Holy Ghost, okay? So I wasn't talked into where I'm at by man, and I can't be talked out of where I'm at by man, because the Lord put me here. I know that. Nobody can deny that. So with that said, the first thing I noticed was April 20th, 1999, we were told that two kids walked into a school in Colorado, Columbine, namely, and shot up and killed 13 different people. And what I noticed was everybody running from the schools, but yet they were still sending their kids into public schools. And I said to myself, we got to be a part of the answer here, not a part of the problem. And I thought right away, Dion, when I got into the church, they were going to be the ones to help me. Yet they were my opposition every step of the way. Just the way that you partook with the politicians, you know, they were kind of shunning you. Yeah, because they don't want anybody out doing what it is that they're supposed to be doing or what it is that they're getting paid to do. Okay? And so I ended up doing 365 public high schools in 25 different states. I'm on 157 radio stations right now. Across the country. I'm broadcasting in 53 countries. I've spoken publicly to tea parties, churches, colleges, prisons, you name it. I've been moving forward for 23 years. Am I a driven man of God? There's no doubt about it. I am driven because I believe at the end of the day we can do this, because the history of the church, my friend, is that when our backs are up against the wall, that's where the Lord shows up. That's how he's glorified. And so that's a short answer to giving you the answer that the people in the world needs. And it's interesting, Dion, the church's job is to give the world the answers, not to bring the problems to them. And I continuously ask the question, how is it that you call yourself a Christian? How is it that you call yourself a patriot or a conservative, and yet you allow all this to go on here? Out of 329.5 million people in this country, you know how many people are actually fortifying themselves against us through the mainstream media, corruption in government, and the agencies, including the church? Less than 1.7% of the population, Dion, is being used to browbeat us into submission under judgment. Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. So I believe at the end of the day we can do this. Where I see a wrong, I mean to right it. I can't do that in my own strength. But what I do is I receive it. I feed on the Word of God. I've been feeding on the Word since day one. He is my life. He's the bread of life to me. That is not man-made. You can't make that up. You can ask my children and my wife that, because this is not a part-time job. I live and breathe my ministry, my friend, because I believe that we can do this. And I am not going to stand by, and talking of Arlington now, when I was just there 2 days ago, and noticing all those men that fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves, giving me the freedoms that I have, a type of Christ, okay? And I'm speaking of man teaching you a natural lesson, 1 Corinthians 2:14, to show you the Christ crucified. And that's the pearl of the church. Jesus died on that cross as a propitiation for my sins, a covering, an atonement, at one meant. And what's interesting about that, the Bible says that when we're really born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, I think in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11 as well, and I'm done after this, that we will bear, when our obedience is fulfilled, we will revenge all disobedience. So when we're born of the Spirit of God, we are here, we are empowered by the Holy Ghost to right the wrongs at every given turn. And yet I see so many people out there that profess to be Christians, and yet they don't even know his word, Dion. So there's a lot of hypocrisy that we're up against, right? But the good news here, my friend, is God doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority. And the best thing I can do in giving you the answers that you're looking for is seek the face of God until he gives you the answer, Dion. But I can tell you this, when you're born of the Spirit of God and he fills you with his Spirit and his will, the only thing that you're looking for is more time in the day to get more done. Was that a good enough answer?
Yes, sir. That's how I've been spending my time lately, is just praying about it. I understand, you know, a lot of people, they want to stay peaceful and things like that. It's just it's just what they're doing is incrementalism. They're slowly and slowly changing the goalposts, and at what point is enough enough? And it seems like, you know, we see the problem, but there's nothing happening about it. Well, so I've been praying about it. I've been thinking about making a run for Congress or something. You know, I just don't know what to do.
Okay, well, I think you're answering your own questions, my friend. I really do. But I want you to consider John 14:27. Peace. We're dealing with corruption in a government system that is murdering since 1973 to the equivalent of 63 million babies. That's not peace, right? Either you're at peace with sin and at war with God, because America has set themselves at war with God by being at peace with the sin. And that is not a good place to put yourself. You're either at peace with sin and at war with God, or you're at peace with God and you're at war with sin. There is no in-between. And by the way, in John 14:27, what does it tell us? It tells us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Right? He said, not as the world giveth. But he goes on and he says, give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We're going to have tribulation in this world. We're going to have trials in this world. We're going to have persecutions. And many people want to avoid that cross. And if they're truly born of the Spirit, everywhere you go, it's just going to, for a better way of saying it, hit the fan. It really is, because you're not going to put up with the wrongs that so many profess concerning Christians put up with. I'm not going to have any part with that. And if they crucified my Lord, is it not for me as well to do the same in so many ways? Am I looking for that? Absolutely not. But it is promised to me. After Jesus in John 20, after his resurrection, he said to his disciples, look upon my hands, look at the holes, touch them, feel them, look at them. He said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And a lot of people don't go that far in their enemies of the cross to their own destruction, Philippians 3, and they haven't taken the time to duly search the scriptures out to know the difference of what I'm saying is true or not. What they'll do is they'll get mad at a guy like me for telling them the truth of the matter. I just, in fact, told them what the word says. And that's why they get mad. And there comes a persecution. So, example set forth. Right before you. But I think you're already asking the right questions, Dion. I think you're already answering yourself concerning what it is that you're asking the Lord from. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 27 years old.
Yeah, I knew. I knew you were a younger guy. And by the way, that's when I got saved. I was actually 28 years old. And it's a good place to be. Make your life count, my friend, because the Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. And life is but a vapor, and it goes so quick, so make every minute count. Stay in the Word of God, okay, and know the Constitution, and then go in the direction that you're calling forth. At least you're going forward. And if the Lord redirects you, at least you're moving. You can't move a car that, or you can't steer a car that's not moving. Just keep going forward and make a difference. And just know that when you bring the cross with you, that's also the power of God unto salvation. The Lord's not a man that he should lie. He will give you the victory as long as you keep your feet upon the rock. And if there's anything that we can do for you over here at the Sons of Liberty, Dion, I want you to know that you can call us. You can call the offices, and I will make time to turn around and talk to Dion, my friend from Minnesota.
All right, brother. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll definitely send some emails, and I'll be calling in more. I guess just to end, I want to say, you know, something you said about peace, but there is no peace. Reminds me of a great man in our history named Patrick Henry.
Yep.
You know, he gave his Give Me Death or Give Me Liberty speech.
Yep.
And he said the same thing. So I'm just at the point where I'm ready to honor the legacy of our founding fathers who were Christians and obeyed the one true king.
Amen.
So,
amen.
But yeah, I'd love to stay in touch because I'm looking to get in the fight, and I could use all the help I can get. So.
we're here. We'll do the best that we can, my friend, and I am so glad that you called in, Dion. I am truly happy. I'm glad that you met us at the State Fair. You're the reason that we do what we do, because we know that you're out there. And I want to say this as a hopeful note. What an opportunity we have, Dion. I mean, because we're in the same position that our forefathers were in many different ways. Demographically, no. Geographically, no. But the fact of the matter is, we can still call upon the same God that he might prove himself and show himself strong on our behalf. I appreciate you, bro. I really do.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.